Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes to highlight research on the campus of the University of Texas here in El Paso. Today's guest is Dr. Arvind Singhal from the Department of Communication, and he's also something interesting about his background. He's into something called the Social Justice Initiative. Arvind, welcome.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Tell me, what do you do here? What's your research area?
I am very interested in the health of communities, societies, organizations, and individuals. So I am in a department of communication. I look at how communication can be used to better people's health.
So by communication, you're talking about posters, you're talking about oral presentation, just to make people aware of aspects of health that they maybe not primarily concerned about?
At the basic level, yes. Although, you know, when you're working with the Global Polio Eradication Initiative, you're talking about mass communication, you're talking about social mobilization, you're talking about advocacy at the level of national governments.
Oh, so this is big picture.
This is big picture and micro picture, too. It's macro and micro at the same time.
For example, here in El Paso, diabetes is a big problem.
Yes.
And people just don't check themselves on a proper basis.
Yes.
Are you interested in that level also? Or?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I work in an area that's called the positive deviance approach to communication and social change, where we look at how some individuals in a community may be achieving better outcomes, whether it's with diabetes control or whether it's with hospital-acquired infections or whether it may be with obesity, and looking at what's working against all odds, and then finding a way to amplify that so that others could learn from them.
So when you talk about outcomes, I mean, most people who do research, we go get grants, but we have to report what are the outcomes. Give us an interesting story of something that you think has come through to fruition.
Well, I'm presently working on a national level project in India. It has at the center of it a television soap opera that's going to be broadcast across many seasons. The first season is of 52 episodes. The title of the soap opera, which will tell you a bit, is Main Kuch Bhi Kar Sakti Hoon, which literally translates into I, a woman, can achieve anything. And it's a television soap opera with a whole range, 360-degree marketing, PR, publicity, partnerships on the ground with health delivery organizations that's, in essence, trying to take issues that relate to the girl child. Issues even before she's born, like female feticide, all the way to child marriage, to age-at marriage, education, maternal and child health, so on. So all in one package.
But it's a big package.
Big package.
What's your particular focus on? Do you write the stories, or do you sort of advise whether the message that they want is coming across properly?
I have the official title of thought leader. Whatever that means, which means that, I put the framework together for these various organizations to come together to create a program that'll make a difference in people's lives.
Dr. Arvind Singhal, this is fascinating. You're listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.